It's Thursday, April 20th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Every day, Chinese Christians are increasingly being pressured by the state under constant government surveillance and even threatened with prison for singing Jesus Loves Me. The Worldview talked with Daniel Harris of International Christian Concern, who said that China had relaxed a lot of religious control until now.
I think that China relaxed a lot of control across the board, economically, everything, and a lot of good came out of that. That's what had to happen economically for the country to grow, for trade to happen.
Yet Harris said that opposition to Christianity is growing in China for a few reasons.
They realized all of a sudden that Christianity was exploding, religion was exploding. You know, some people are saying more than a fourth of the population is pretty religious and is a very overt thing in some ways, where it is, although it's been illegal, it's kind of been allowed to exist. And I think China now is realizing that it's exploding, it's getting out of control, and that intimidates them.
Finally, Harris said that this opposition is not stopping Christ's church.
It's spreading like wildfire. I don't know if it can be stopped at this point.
On Tuesday, the Democrats almost clinched a political victory with 30-year-old Democrat John Ossoff in a special election in the conservative Atlanta, Georgia suburbs to replace Republican Congressman Tom Price, whom Trump appointed as Health and Human Services Secretary. Despite Democrats pouring millions of dollars into the race to embarrass the president, Ossoff earned less than 50% of the vote, the threshold needed to declare an outright victory. With 48.3%, Ossoff is headed to a runoff in June against Republican Karen Handel, a former Georgia Secretary of State, reports The Washington Post. Former New England Patriot and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez killed himself in prison Tuesday night, reports WBZ-TV. The 27-year-old hanged himself with a bedsheet that he attached to his cell window. Just 5 days ago, Hernandez broke down in tears in court as he was acquitted of murder charges in the shooting deaths of Daniel Diabru and Sofairo Furtado in July 2012. Despite that good news for the former football player, Hernandez was still serving a life sentence for the murder of Odin Lloyd in June 2013. Being a cop is a tough job. Your life is on the line every day as you protect the innocent and get the bad guys. That's why a police station in Onalaska, Wisconsin, posted this police officer's prayer on the wall. Quote, "Lord, I ask you to be with me in a very special way as I face the challenges that I must face each day. Please give to me compassion for the innocent I see. Help me protect and serve those who depend on me. And when duty calls to danger, walk closely by my side. Instill in me great courage and be my strength and guide." Unquote. But after the Anti-God Freedom from Religion Foundation sent a letter of complaint, the police chief took it down. An Ohio legislator is facing a lot of criticism from abortion advocates this week after she compared the Planned Parenthood abortion business to Nazis, reports Life News. Ohio State Representative Candace Keller, a pro-life Republican, posted an image on her Facebook page Thursday showing Planned Parenthood's logo and the words, "One day we will look back at this," followed by a Nazi flag and the words, "The same way we look back at this." The Huffington Post reports abortion supporters quickly began attacking Keller's post, calling it, quote, "shameful," unquote, and urging her constituents to vote her out next election. On Monday, Keller said she will never be sorry for defending the lives of babies in the womb. Keller said, quote, "just as the Nazis took the lives of millions of innocent people and sold their valuables for profit, Planned Parenthood has done likewise, as we have seen in hidden camera videos," unquote. Planned Parenthood has aborted about 6.8 million unborn babies in its 100-year history. Proverbs 24:11 urges, "rescue those being led away to death, hold back those staggering towards slaughter." You will never hear this introduction again on Fox News.
Caution. You are about to enter the no-spin zone. The Factor begins right now.
Fox News has decided Bill O'Reilly has to go. Despite the fact that O'Reilly was the country's highest-rated cable news host, the Murdochs have decided his 21-year run at Fox News will come to an end due to the mounting number of women coming forward with sexual harassment allegations against him. An April 1st New York Times story revealed that during O'Reilly's tenure at Fox News, at least five women have been paid off to keep silent. That prompted 60 advertisers to pull their ads from the O'Reilly Factor. Two questions remain. What will his severance package look like? O'Reilly recently signed a new multi-year contract worth more than $20 million per year. And secondly, who will replace him in the coveted 8 p.m. Central time slot? My vote is for Tucker Carlson, who regularly debates leftists with clarity and humor. Luke 12:2 declares, "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known." Remember this song?
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
That's a song sung by Carmen, the popular Christian artist who fulfilled his dream of becoming a life coach before his upcoming surgery on April 28th to remove a possible cancerous tumor on his shoulder, reports the Christian Post. The singer recently announced that after being in remission of cancer for the past few years, a recent tumor discovered on his shoulder is cause for concern. Carmen wrote on Facebook, quote, "I have no clue what's going to happen when I go under the knife or what they will find. But whatever it is, with God's strength and your support, I will get through it, overcome it, record this new music project, and become a life coach. I'm like a big cat with nine lives. I think I have four left." Unquote. Pray for Jesus, the great physician, to heal Carmen's body. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The Noah Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noahconference.org. That's noahconference.org.